Modern Black Man Podcast.
What you want in life? What you need in life? What are you working to have? Is it a luxury car? Is it to have a big house? A nice townhome, apartment, condo? I mean, are you crashing? Are you couch surfing? Or are you looking for shelter? I'm asking because everybody has a reason. I don't really like the term motivation because a motivation sounds like it should be something good. But if you really dissect it, it's usually an intrinsic drive. And a lot of times when you get to the root of that, it's not good, wholesome, productive, holy, or fair. So why do you do it and what do you want from it? I think that's why people fail connecting to each other, because their needs are unmet and there's nothing more out of control than an adult that doesn't have their needs met. There's something in the psyche, deeply and firmly planted in the ego, that convinces us we deserve our desire. For me, material things were never it. For me, my internal motivation, my internal drive. I'm not trying to act like I came straight from the jungle, because that's not the case. It might be quite the opposite. But because I was able, I'm able. Because of that experience, I can perceive the have and the have-nots. And unfortunately, we need both. And like I said, the problem with people is that we can't see the other side of life. I've had a lot of compelling, interesting, eye-opening, and wildly edifying conversations with a diverse range of co-hosts and guests. And I've been all around the world with this. I've broadcasted it. I've shared with you what I do. And at the end of it all, it changed me. It made me better. And with that knowledge and that change in my life, it makes exposing those people who aren't evolving, elevating, thriving, or striving for more obvious, easy to see. And luckily, it makes it easier for you to see in yourself when you start drifting away from who it is that you need to be for the world. It's not like I've been gone for a decade or too terribly long, but it's been a transition after transition after transition. I've lived in 4 apartments and now a home since 21. And like I said, that's when I made that transition. That's when I was able to look at my life and look at things and really progress. I was able to evaluate the conversations I was having with people. And I love having guests, but, you know, sometimes people aren't moving quick enough when they're recording for, I guess, clout. That's not what I do. But like, have you ever had a conversation with someone and you can tell they're either distracted or guarded intentionally? I think that's dope. I don't think I'm Barbara Walters, but these are the elevations that this period of time has given me, and I'm incredibly grateful for all of them. I feel that this knowledge doesn't just serve me, but it serves our community as well. If you feel that edification is the need we're fulfilling, please visit themodernblackman.com. Share your feedback. Get on YouTube and please follow our channel. We're growing. We're getting to the triple digit growth and we're shooting for 4. That's my goal for the end of 2024. So next year, around this time, hopefully I don't have a cold, but next Christmas, we should be able to really be celebrating something special. I love the social aspect. We'll have to see what city we're in at that point, and we'll do it right. We'll do it justice. As far as the continuation of the movement, I hope that you listened to the previous episode and you're able to jump in on the Quantum Revolution. It's an amazing book, and I would like to relate with you and relish in this information for our community for this next chapter. Things over the next 15 years are going to be different. All the things that we've known for the last 50 years are going under a renaissance. We started with conventional knowledge. We've tapped possibly into the infrastructure, and now we're making that next leap and that visceral change. I want to document it. So please follow at Chubby Idris Elba on X for the conversation, on IG for the documentation, on Facebook for the celebration, and YouTube for our elevation. Till the next episode. Mentally, I am satisfied knowing I am in control. Mentally, I am given peace knowing whatever conversation I'm blessed and fortunate to be having is one that is unrestricted and unencumbered. What I mean, simply put, is that I feel my judgment as far as journalism and media go is better than the false presentation that we all protect. What I mean is pretty simple. I created this platform. I do these shows, these podcasts, these vlogs. I write blogs. I do everything that I do because I want to have honest conversations. There's far too many of us who deserve to not only live in our truth, but have the truth as the foundation of our success. I'm committed to this and have been committed to this since 2018. The relationships that I've been able to uncover and discover are so amazing, and I'm so grateful for everybody that is involved. But you know, I'm the one-stop shop for keeping it real, honest, and I'm not here to relive any traumas for anyone. But it's okay. Truth, facts, they don't control us as much as we all internally feel that they do. And I hope anybody that hears this message can rely on my experiences, my truth, my facts, experience, journey, and history to feel freedom and to not feel weighed down or tied down to expectations. In the end, if we're blessed to have people in our lives and we call them good, ultimately, being good to each other shouldn't be limited. We should be good to everyone, but obviously, we're prohibited. There's so many reasons why. Some people can't handle it. Some people, ultimately, and I don't mean this, are unworthy. Some people don't deserve our best foot being put forward because they're convicted and committed to your failure. Right now, on social media, the most popular parable is that of the woman with the sick snake. The woman was in love with her snake, and the snake grew ill and stopped eating. The woman would sleep with her snake every night, and noticing every night the snake would get closer and would cling to her tighter and tighter and tighter as he ate less and less and less and less. Finally, she takes him to the veterinarian, and the veterinarian gives her an evaluation, an expert opinion about the snake. And he shares with her that the snake is not sick, but he's preparing to consume her. Being aware of those who desire your demise and to be aware of them, not always, but far too often, comes to the people that are closest to us, the ones that we care about the most. And this is where the pain truly comes from. I say all these things because my platform is one of all love, a welcoming, warm environment where we can share our truths and our traumas, as well as be entertained and informed. All in the safety of the environment that we've created. Because like I said, our foundation is important. And for me, infusing every project with authenticity and love means more to me than anything else. Namaste, Knuckles.